T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go out to the 610 hotline right now, continuing talking about this. Our Radio.com Sports MLB insider, John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in 2 great tropical flavors. John, obviously, we're talking about what went down today at that press conference. Just in general, what was your reaction to what you heard from Jim Crane, from Alex Bregman, Jose Altuve, and some of the guys there in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I would agree with you that it went horribly wrong, but I could imagine it going worse. I mean, there's always the room for it to go even worse.
Okay.
Jim Crane obviously made the biggest mistake of all in his original statement, saying that our opinion is the games weren't impacted, and they kind of walked that back a little bit, but it was pretty much too late. The least you could say, you had at least say, we'll never know. It's impossible to tell how much it impacted. It may have impacted a lot. It may have impacted a little. But to say that, in our opinion, it didn't impact and we're the champions and ha-ha, that was terrible. That was a terrible beginning. I've seen the players criticized for their short segments in front of everybody. I don't really blame them. I think it was scripted for them, and this is what they were told to do. And they did express remorse. They did talk in the clubhouse later. I think they did generally a decent job with that. They didn't want to talk specifics. I don't think we could be surprised about that. The one issue I had with the players is that, they expressed remorse, and they were sad for baseball, their organization, their fans, all that. They didn't express any remorse for costing their manager, A.J. Hinch, his job. I mean, these are guys making up to $30 million a year, and A.J. Hinch is suspended in limbo, and he was against it. I mean, he didn't do enough. Obviously, we know that. We understand why the punishment came as it did, but I mean, geez, you gotta feel sorry for AJ Hinch if you're one of the players, and you gotta feel bad about it. And none of them, I didn't hear one of them say anything about AJ Hinch.
The more that keeps coming out about this, the more it sounds like it was, like you mentioned, very player driven. I know that there are reports that the league didn't give them punishment based on the ability to just find out how this was going down. In retrospect, if that's how it went down, John, was that the right call to just let them off the hook just to find out how this was going down?
I guess that's debatable, but they wanted to make sure that they had it right and they had the story and they knew what the story was. And, I think Union is very powerful, and it was going to be a tough fight on suspensions and punishment for the players anyway. I can see why they did it. In my personal belief, they were a little too light on the ownership. I can see why the players did not get punished. Obviously, their reputations have been harmed. I don't know if it's irreparably, but certainly badly. But that is what happened. They gave them immunity because they wanted to get the story right, and so they did get the story right. And the players spoke, and they still determined it was player-driven. So the players spoke. Honestly, as far as we know, the one question is about the buzzers that I still have, and I think other people will have too. Jose Altuve, when they asked him about it afterward, he should have said, I didn't have a buzzer. There was no buzzer, and it's ridiculous, and, that's an absurd notion, and blah, blah. Instead, he leaned on the commissioner's findings, which they didn't find that there was anything with the buzzer. My understanding is that Mike Fiers was gone by 2019, certainly. Didn't say anything about buzzers, and certainly the other players didn't either. But to say, look at the MLB report, the report says we didn't, there was no evidence, but that's not the same as I didn't do it. I did not do this.
John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB insider, joining us here on Cody and Gold. So what do you feel is the lasting impact just for baseball as a whole, and still, the Red Sox, who were implicated in some form or fashion with this, and also the Mets moving on from Carlos Beltran? As we move further away from this, how do you see this going even the rest of this season?
Well, the Red Sox, we're going to find out by the end of this month. I don't know if there's a set date on it. I don't think it'll be this week, but in this month, and it's less egregious. Obviously, Ron Renicki has been given the manager job, so We know he was not involved, or at least the baseball didn't find any evidence that he was involved, and I happen to believe that. I don't think Dave Dombrowski was involved. It seems to be far less egregious. It'll be less. The Astro one is going to be cast a pall over their entire season. It's going to be quite a distraction. I think they hired the right manager, considering the situation they're in, and Dusty Baker, a guy who's beloved throughout baseball and is honest to a fault. And so I think they got the right guy there, but I just think it's going to be too difficult for them. I think they're not going to be able to perform very well at all compared to their ability. And I still believe they have a very good team and a lot of ability. I don't doubt that. But I guess we'll never know how good they were in 2017.
Since we have you on, John, and it's the start of spring training for the Royals here as well locally, just how do you see the AL Central playing out right now, and how far back are the Royals from contention, I guess, at this stage?
Yeah, this is not going to be their year. I think they're on the right track. I do believe in Dave Moore as one of the rare GMs to win a title and get to two World Series in a small market. So I do believe in him, and I think they have young pitching. And they've got some position players who showed some real promise last year, not just Soler, but others as well. Merrifield, obviously, you guys are well aware of, and Mondesi and others. So I think they've got promise for the future. This year, I think the White Sox are much improved, and probably people will see them as third, but they're a contender, I think. The Twins are improved. Maybe the Indians took a small step back, not really a big one. They didn't trade Lindor. They didn't really have Kluber last year anyway. So I think they're still good. So, I think there's going to be, now that the White Sox have taken a big enough step, and they've got some young players too, I think they're going to be three good teams in that division. It's going to be a better division overall. But I do think the Royals are on the right track, and certainly a lot closer to the Tigers. And I believe in them long term.
John, great to be talking baseball with you once again here on Cody and Gold. Thanks so much.
All right. Good talking to you guys. See you later.
There you go. That's John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider. Insider Calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Interesting just at the end there. Yeah, he's saying he thinks they're ahead of the Tigers.
Is there anyone behind the Tigers? They're bad.
Well, I know the Pacoda. I'm basing it just off of Pacoda.
Yeah, but let's
ago.
Go with the people. That's one computer simulation. Vegas, who actually put the lines on them, having like 10 games worse.
Yeah, the Royals are at 65 over under, and the Tigers are in the 50s.
The Tigers are very bad. I told you, we already laughed about Miguel Cabrera's contract. But just generally speaking, they are very far behind and have a lot of work to do. And that's just the problem with baseball in general, is that sometimes it's actually like the way the rules are set up, it's still encouraged to tank. Unless they've got some plan for that, it's going to continue to happen. Like, even for Kansas City's sake, they are more likely to get around quickly if they can pick in the top five. Get Bobby Witt Jr. types. You know, get guys at the top of the draft. That's always going to make the quickest difference in baseball, although baseball is so hard. Because you draft some 18-year-old, and then you got to wait 4 years, maybe, to even get them on the field. So it's not the quickest solution either. College players and college pitchers, like you mentioned, they got a lot of really young pitching that will give them an opportunity, but so much of that is just going to be dependent on how many guys they're willing to get up this early and how many guys are going to be ready for the big leagues this soon.
Coming up next on Cody and Gold in the 12 o'clock hour, we'll get to what's trending and another chance at those I Was at the Parade t-shirts thanks to Hy-Vee.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.